Command Performance USA, the greatest entertainers in America, as requested by you, the men and women in the United States Armed Forces throughout the world. Command Performance presented this week and every week till you're home from the hospitals and back from over there. Hi, gang. This is Gene Baker bringing you another Command Performance. Yes, sir, 30 crowded minutes filling those orders mailed to us care of Armed Forces Radio, Los Angeles, USA. And running the works tonight is one of your favorites. Stand by, PFC Bob Hawley in Japan, Private Elmer Thompson in Austria, and all you other guys, here's your choice, the vivacious Judy Canova. Now, say hello to the gang, will you?
Sure will, Gene. Hello, you soldiers over the Atlantic. Hi, you sailors on the Pacific. And to a certain Marine on Hollywood Boulevard. Woo! Say, but Gene, you didn't show up for rehearsal today. Where were you?
Well, Judy, my girl and I couldn't resist this fine weather. So we motored to the sea, yachted to Catalina, and boated around.
Well, I went out with my boyfriend.
Well, what did you do?
We bus to Griffith Park, bicycle to the stables, and then we horsed around.
Well, Judy, did you have fun?
Did we have fun? Yeah, you know something, Gene? I rode my horse bare-tail.
No, Judy. You mean you rode bareback?
Bare-tail.
Bareback?
Mr. Baker, you ride your way, and I'll hang on wherever I catch a hold. Yes, sir, we rode 14 miles to the beach.
14 miles, a long ride. That's amazing for you, a tenderfoot.
Oh, foot. That ain't where I'm tender. Boy, I'm telling you, it was sure nice down there at the beach.
Well, Judy, how did you find the water?
Oh, I just looked under the garbage, and there it was. But, Gene, what I like about the beach is that everybody's so friendly down there.
Oh, they are, aren't they?
Yeah, now you take Clark Gable. He was down there. We got awful chummy. I smiled at him, and then he smiled at me, and I smiled at him.
Yes, and then?
He busted right out laughing.
Well, gosh, Judy, what followed?
What'd you say?
I say, what followed?
I did. Then Clark wished me a lot of luck. He said he hoped I'd make a lot of money in the life insurance business.
You sure he said that?
Well, I guess that's what he meant. He told me to drop dead. And, Gene, I want to tell you, my bathing suit started a big commotion.
Really?
Yeah, I made it myself. One of them newfangled polka dot outfits, you know.
Ooh, I'll bet it was daring. What kind of cloth did you use?
Oh, no cloth, just polka dot.
Well, wearing nothing but polka dots, did you resemble the famous polka dot girl, Chili Williams?
Oh, not exactly Chili.
Well, then who?
Shake hands with quick frozen Canova. Oh, but enough about me. Gang, I want you to meet a wonderful guy. In honor of all you fellas up there at Antietam, Alaska, we bring in the fella with 1,000 voices, the star of his own program, a familiar character on other top shows, the voice of enamelated cartoons, and here he is.
What's up, Doc?
Mel Blanc.
Hi, everybody, and to you fellas up in Amtrak.
Mel, you caught cold. What did you do today?
Oh, I had trouble when I went swimming. I got out in the water and I yelled for help, and I got such a grip on a lifeguard they had to knock me out. 3 times I wrestled with lifeguards. 3 times they had to knock me out. Then I stopped trying.
Why? No more nerve?
Oh, no more strength. No more muscle. No more. No more lady lifeguards.
Say, Judy, this guy does well-known characters on the air.
Why, sure, Gene. Now, for instance, on Burns and Allen, I'll bet you love their friend, the postman.
The postman? Oh, he's that big, muscular, aggressive guy.
Hello, you happy people.
Why, here's the postman now. Oh, my goodness, Mr. Postman, I see you have your arm in a sling.
Yes, I'm married, you know. I think I have a letter for you in this pocket, Miss Canova.
Pocket? Mr. Postman, you should have brought your bag.
Nothing doing. She broke my arm. She's had enough fun for one day. What a woman. She tried using Edna Hopper mud packs on her face, and people said it made quite an improvement.
Well, hasn't that improved her disposition?
No, they still run away screaming when she takes it off. Well, I can't find your letter, Miss Canova, but cheer up. It was probably such awfully bad news that if you got it, you'd feel like shooting yourself.
Well, goodbye, Mr. Postman.
Goodbye, and remember, keep smiling.
And then, Gene, then Mel did a bunch of special shows for Armed Forces Radio. He was a befuddled character named...
Hello, I'm a Private Chad Sack.
But, Sad Sack, you're out of the Army now. What business are you in?
Perfume. I'm with the Lady Esther, the AF. I'm with Knight and Pat, Knight and Chanel number three. Chanel number three. I'm raising a stink of my own.
Well, is the perfume business keeping you busy?
Oh, yeah. I'm putting corks on all of my perfume bottles.
What for?
Well, I'm concerned. Yeah, I'm saving. I'm being like an annoying. Like I'm keeping my business out of other people's noses.
And that, Gene Baker, is just a sample of what Mel Blanc can do.
Hey, sounds like a very talented fellow. But, Judy, since you like me so much, suppose you and I step outside and do a little necking.
I should neck with you.
Well, I know you're impressed by me. The first time I was on your show, you looked me over and said, "What a man."
No, not exactly, Mel. I said, what, a man?
And next on the program?
Next, Mel, we're taking care of a flock of music requests. We figured the best way to do that was to bring in a fella from 20th Century Fox who's tops with the gang. Well, sir, he doesn't need Orchid for me to earn himself a nice welcome. All I gotta say is, here he is, gang, Dave Street.
Thank you very much, Judy, and hello again, everybody. I'd like to sing a song that has lasted down through the years. And if I may, I'd like to dedicate it to the three musketeers, Narcisse, Taylor, and Johns at the Battle Mountain Hospital in Hot Springs. Michelle, sit down.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain, and I find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne. You go to my head like a sip of sparkling burgundy brew, and I find the very mention of you like the kicker in a tulip or two. The thrill of a thought that you might give a thought to my dream casts a spell over me. Still I say to myself, get a hold of yourself. Can't you see that it never can be? You go to my head with a smile that makes my temperature rise, like a summer with a thousand Julys. You intoxicate my soul with your eyes, though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head. Though I'm certain that this heart of mine hasn't a ghost of a chance in this crazy romance. You go to my head, you go to my head.
Wonderful, Dave. Golly, Mel, that Dave Street is terrific, ain't he?
Judy, calm down. You're too easy to impress. Judy, a handsome man could make a fool of you in 10 minutes.
I know, but oh boy, them 10 minutes. That's our... That Dave's in a class with Gable, Walter Pigeon, and Van Johnson.
Gable, Pigeon, Johnson, take away their good looks, their physiques, their manners, their personality, well, their money, and what do you got?
You.
I'll take five.
Say, Judy, we ought to be taking care of tonight's big request, remember?
Oh, yes.
Pardon me for talking in your face, Senorita.
Why, it's my old friend Pedro.
I'm sorry to be late, but I was stuck in the elevator. In the elevator, six beautiful, gorgeous redheads were crushed up against me.
Crushed up against you? Why, that must have been awful. Well, what did you do?
Well, what would any hot-blooded young man do? I stuck them with a hat pin. Senorita, can you find me a new girl?
A girl? Pedro, have you busted up with your wife?
Well, she did all the busting. Her I call my little Hoover vacuum cleaner.
Why, Pedro?
She beats me as she sweeps the floor with me as she cleans on my pesos.
Well, I bet she'd be nicer to you if you took her out dancing once in a while.
Dancing? We look so silly, Senorita. She is bow-legged. I am knock-kneed. When we dance, we look like a mixed master.
Now, Pedro, she can't be that bow-legged.
Oh, no. Rosalita is so squat. When we are out in the dance floor, she still looks like she is sitting one out.
Well, let's skip it.
Oh, no, Senorita, I am not as dumb as you look. I have to go out and get boiled.
Get boiled? Why?
Well, today I read a book. It is called How to Cook Yourself.
Well, I always knew you'd wind up in hot water.
Si. Well, saludos, amigo.
And a salad and a meatball to you too, Paige. Now we gotta take time out to fill a special command. A fella known only as Guardhouse Pete wants to hear his most favorite sound in the Army, the adjutant's call. Maestro? Well, fellas, that was a request number by Michelle Perrier and the Armed Forces Orchestra. Michelle requested it. Well, no, that's not true.
Well, you come from a pioneer family, don't you?
That's us. Every time my family eats pie, they get it in the ears. But, you know, I sort of like to think back and remember Ma saying to Pa, she says to him, she says... Wake up, Pa. Wake up, you lazy critter.
I'm tired, Ma.
Pa, you're downright lazy. You never do nothing.
No, but I'm persistent. I keep at it all day long.
Pa, here's a cup of coffee. I'll have your soup in a minute.
Oh, Ma, what's in this coffee?
Drink it, Pa. It'll get your eyes open.
Whatever's in this coffee's got its eyes open, too.
What's in the coffee, Pa?
A grasshopper.
Well, leave him be, Pa. He's trying to thaw out. He's in the ice cream, yes, Teddy.
Ma, You know something?
What, Paul?
The roof's leaking again.
How do you know?
I finished my soup 3 times.
I'll start over again. Pa, we'll have to speak to Grandpa. He's been a-stealing cheese out of the pantry again.
How do you know, Ma?
He's outside trying to get the rat trap off in his nose. Pa, make him come in the kitchen and take it all.
No, Ma. When he smells what's cooking, he'll be glad to keep it on.
Pa, we got to speak to Grandma, too. She's done tucked to smoking again.
Well, what's wrong with that, Ma?
Grandma inhale.
A lot of people inhale, Ma.
I know, but Grandma don't exhale.
What did she do with the smoke?
I never asked her. I figure that's her own business.
Look, Ma, here comes Judy's dumb boyfriend, Lukey, up on the porch.
Howdy, Luke.
Oh, howdy, folks. Say, did you hear? Did you?
Slow down, little boy. Slow down.
What are you trying to say, Lukey
boy? Oh, gosh. I was so excited coming to court duty, I fell down in your hog pen.
That's all right, Lukey. We was going to clean it anyway.
Hey, Lukey, did you hear that they found a dead man in the woods who looked just like you?
Oh, gosh. Was he wearing a pair of corduroy pants?
Yep.
Well, was he wearing a pair of high-button shoes?
Yep.
Well, was he wearing a red flannel shirt?
No.
Oh, boy, that's good then it weren't me.
Lukey, how come you're a courting Judy so much now?
Oh, I stopped going with that half-breed girl down in the holler.
Half-breed?
Yeah, she can only breathe through one nostril. Well, I'm going in court duty right now. Hot dingy dongies. I sure do love that girl.
Ma, I hope Judy don't marry Lukey. Some women marry men and think they have something, and it ends up nothing.
I'm sure glad I married you, Pa. You never disappointed me. You had nothing right from the start.
Well, anyway, I'm holding my own. But that's married life, Ma.
Yep, that's the way it is, Pa. The man is the father and the woman is the mother. It's always been like that.
We're sure in a rut, ain't we?
Yeah, Pa, for old time's sake, why don't you kiss me like you used to?
Let me see if I can muster up a pucker. Let's try her.
Help! I'm dying!
Don't stand there looking so red-faced and innocent, Pa. Hand back my jaw to back.
And now, Judy, how about your goodnight song for PFC Tom Kapamp of the 3118 Signal Service Group in Frankfurt, Germany?
If I had my life to live over, I'd do the same thing again. I'd still want to roam near the place we call home, where my happiness never would end. I'd meet you when school days were over and walk through the lanes that we knew. If I had my life to live over, I'd still fall in love with you.
That was fine, Judy, but now I think we've jammed as much into this show as there was room for.
Oh, we really had a mess of talent, didn't we?
Uh-huh.
The Canova Corps just came in to help me out. Our actor friend, Joe Kern.
Judy Canova, Dave Street, Gene Baker.
And the one and only Mel Blanc. Thanks for asking us in, gang. It's a privilege.
Yeah, and it's fun, too. Lots of luck, fellas.
Good night, all.
Good night.
This program was arranged with the aid of the Hollywood Coordinating Committee. This is the United States Armed Forces Radio Service, the voice of information and education.